Okay, what would you do if you won, not necessarily the lottery, but you became a millionaire overnight?
Sick. Well, I know what I'd do straight away. Construct a pad like a kind of rave base.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can, it's just like my own kind of club, really, but with everything I want in it. So, food, music, maximum amount of couches, like a big fuck off TV, anything. You can just have some like paintball guns at the back of the club for just a bit of fun, innit? We could get like a phone machine, dial on a big telephone,
Why does the telephone have to be big?
just to make an emphasis on it, because we've got as much money as we want, so anyone can use that phone whenever they want. Can have like as many cigarettes as we want, but I was thinking of maybe making a cigarette dispenser, so you've got unlimited cigarettes.
Well, couldn't the chicken just hand out cigarettes?
Yeah, could do. Well, the problem with a cigarette dispenser is that if you get people just like, free cigarettes, just keep on taking the cigarettes. It's like, and then selling them on and then coming back to like take more cigarettes. It's just like gonna fuck over the idea, so there's got to be some limitations in it. I could even like, construct the biggest aquarium, go in and get a colossal squid. That would be a fat pet, and nobody else would have it either. I'd be the first person in the world to have one of them.
Yeah, but it'd just
It'd
be a
have to be a.
squid.
Yeah, I know, but it's huge.
Yeah, but you'd just be stood watching it swimming around, and the
Yeah, I could
novelty of wearing
paintball it.
in the water.
What, in the tank? I just
Yeah.
like. Yeah.
You just dive in.
No, I'm not diving in with that thing. Fuck that. The squid's fucking asking for it.
Why? Just because it's a squid.
No, yeah, it's just too different, isn't it? Just needs to fucking learn its. And it needs to learn its fucking place. And plus, while I'm trying to paintball it, I'll just have like better tentacles, trying to get me some. Because, yeah, that can be like one of the effects of the club. One of the walls is like that tank, so you can see that. That thing just like swimming about and stuff, innit?
Yeah, that'd ruin your night though.
Why?
You couldn't really like have a good time when you look over and there's just some massive squid just looking at you, just like wanting to eat you.
No, you're just gonna stick your fingers up in it and like fuck off. You could just taunt it there. I mean, it can't do anything, it's stuck in a tank.
Would you give it a name?
Bob.
Bob the
Colossal squid.
Squid.
Yeah, you need to hire some bouncers as well, yeah? If anyone's kicking up a fuss, you can threaten them with like chucking them in the tank with us. With the squid. Actually, a better an anaconda would be pretty impressive, you know. Could sometimes just let the snake loose in the club. I'm like.
So your aim is to entertain and terrify.
Nah, the terrifying isn't there at all because the bouncers have like got
They got one.
paintball guns.
It'd be chaos though. There'd just be like loads of music going sick and like strobe lights and stuff. With a load of anacondas running around getting shot by
No.
guys in chicken suits with paintball guns while a
No,
giant
no, no,
squid's in the
no, no,
back.
no, no, no. The bouncers don't have chicken suits on. They're just general like meatheads.
Another topic that I had was, say if you're the survivor of nuclear holocaust.
Yeah.
So you are either the last person alive or one of the last people alive.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Right.
What would you do if you're in a bunker or something and you emerged from it to find everything destroyed? What would you do?
Get on a plane.
How?
You know?
There wouldn't be any planes. They'd all be fucked.
Yeah, I know. Like, leave that place and go and get a plane.
Where are you? The whole planet's been decimated.
Oh, fuck.
It's nuclear holocaust.
Well, that means anything's my domain, so... I can't get anyone to build my clubs. So, you know, I'd have to take a club already. I'd probably just try and catch a colossal squid.
And then what, eat it?
No, I'd like stick it in a tank or something.
Where are you going to get a giant tank from?
Sea Life Centre. If everyone else is dead.
Yeah, but all the water will be like radiated.
Bollocks, there goes my plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what am I going to do in that situation?
Well, exactly. If you woke up tomorrow and it had happened.
Bloody hell. Well, I'd go and pick my own house. You know.
Mm.
Give it a bit of decoration. Create an imaginary friend.
What would you call him?
Red. Right.
What does he look like?
Short hair, might have.
What colour are ginger?
Yeah, that was what I was thinking. Right.
Well, where would you move into? Would you try and find a normal house, or would you?
Have any of the animals survived this holocaust?
Yeah, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, but no, just tell me what now.
Rats.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Giant mutant rats.
Oh, sick. All right, that works.
Well, yeah, but... right, where have you moved to then? Is it a house or is it a shop or a church or what?
A shop.
Right. You moved into your shop. What type of shop? Like, corner shop?
Mm-hmm.
Right, you're in a corner shop. It's the first night. What would you do to, like... Would you stand guard in case anyone tried to come in or anything?
Who's going to try and come in?
We don't know if anyone else has survived. You might get raided.
You just told me I was the last person.
I said if you were the last person or one of the last people.
Hang on a second.
Well, you wouldn't know, would you?
I was considering a kamikaze-like suicide then against a mutant rat because...
Why would it be kamikaze? It's just a rat. You could kill it.
No, because... Wait, no. You're talking about giant mutant rats. They're supposed to be
not
bigger.
That big, like the size of a dog.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That still just defeats my idea of the kamikaze suicide in the first place.
Right. Elaborate.
Because they're too small. They're supposed to be bigger than me, so I can run up and punch it in the face.
You could do that anyway if it was the size of a dog. Like a big
dog. Yeah, but
dog.
That's not going to kill me, is it?
Yeah, it could bite you.
Fuck off. I'll just boot it in the face and then it'd be fucked.
Well, they travel in packs. So you got to
take on four or five at the same time. I'm not doing that.
You could make like Molotovs or something.
Yeah, but the idea is that they're supposed to kill me because I'm committing suicide because I'm the last person.
You don't know though. It's the first night. You'd have to explore and try and find survivors.
For sake.
This is only the first day and night.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm the last person.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So basically, you know, I'll just find a rooftop or something, get shitloads of speakers, get a rig going, start a rave.
And then all the rats would come because they'd hear the vibration.
Yeah, but they're not going to be able to climb up anyway.
Well, yeah, but you'll be trapped on a roof of a shop surrounded by giant rats everywhere outside.
Well...
And this is only the first night.
So I've got to get off this roof, yeah?
Well, we'll assume there's a way to get up to the roof and back into the shop easy.
Well, like you've got like some food in the shop.
Mm.
So what I'll do is I've got a pile of food, chuck it off the roof.
You'd need it, though.
No, because the rats, there's already too many rats around the building, so I've got to get out of that.
Or you could just not do the speaker either, then there wouldn't be loads of rats.
Oh, bloody hell. All right, well... Nah, the speaker idea. Right, all right, this is what we do, yeah?
Mm.
I'll go to a military base. I'll set up my rig again. Start the gig going. Like, this is to attract attention, so, like, if people hear it, they'll be like, hey, there's someone having a party. Right, yeah, we better, like, you know.
You just missed the big bit, though.
What?
Because you were at the shop on the first night, so you have to travel the next day.
All right, well, so, shop, and then around the street, get a car, pack it with as much food as I can, and then travel to the military base. So then you can set up your speakers, your rig, get the rave going again, and then if any fucking, like, if any mutant rats come this time, you're at a military base.
There's other stuff there. There's, like,
oh, bloody
hell. Like, mutant insects, like giant insects.
Like what?
Like giant flies.
Fuck that!
The size of cats.
So I'm not even going to be able... I'm not even going to be able to, like, set up this rig.
You'd have to kill the stuff, but you'd have to eat it as well.
If any of these flies or shit are going, they're still going to have rocket launchers there, so I'll just, like, fucking trial and error, innit, with the rocket launch from there.
But wouldn't you, like, you need to, like, find, you need to kill stuff, but, like, have it to eat it. So if you...
I'm not eating a fucking fly.
You'd have to, though, when,
yeah, I'm but not when, eating a fly. Do not give a fuck. I'm not eating it.
Yeah, but if, like... I'm not eating it. What are you going to do when food runs out, or the food in shops, when that goes out?
Right, well, I'll just get in the tank that was at the military base, because they do have tanks there, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And start travelling. So, you know.
Yeah, but...
Wait, is everything mutated?
Yeah.
Bollocks.
Anything that survived.
Well, this is a bit of a fucking scenario, isn't it? Like, what am I going to do for food? I'm not eating mutated shit, no way. I mean, I'd never eat a fly anyway, but mutated fly, you know, like, that's not happening. That's hanging.
Okay, so you...
I'd do this kamikaze attack again.
Well, you try...
Nah, fuck that. I'm
you
not...
try.
All right, I'll just pull a grenade on myself.
On the second day.
Yeah, because there's no food. There isn't anything.
There is, but you just don't want to eat it.
I'm not eating that shit.
Alright, okay. Well, say you were at the military base, you'd set up your speakers, you're on the roof, and then you noticed in the distance you saw a pig that wasn't mutated.
Right.
Would you let it go? Would you go hunt it to get it for food?
I'd kill the fuck out of it.
Or you could keep it as a pet.
No. Wait, hang on. No. You no. Keep it as a pet. No, it wouldn't work.
Why?
Because, you know, to breed pigs, you need to.
So. You have to breed it.
Yeah, I'm not keeping it as a pet. I'm hungry. I'm eating it. We're on animals again.
Yeah, but this is part of a bigger picture.
Right, okay. Bigger picture.
So how would you kill that?
Shoot it in the head. That's one of the quickest ways to die. It's not harsh or anything. Just shoot it in the head and...
You have to chase it, though.
Well, yeah.
Bear in mind that you'd probably be getting attacked by the giant flies while you're trying to chase it.
Why the fuck are they involved?
Because they're hungry.
No, right. The giant flies can fuck off because I've got a machine gun on me. They're not going to do shit. You know, they're fucked.
And I still reckon you should keep the pig as a pet and not kill
it. No. Is dead.
It's a companion, though.
No, I need to eat.
You could find other food.
What food?
Flies.
Fuck them. I'm eating the pig.
Oh, the giant rat.
No. I'm not even good at preparing food anyway, if it goes.
Well, yeah, but that, you still got to prepare the pig when it's there.
Yeah, just stick on a roast, innit?
Right.
So
yeah. No, go on.
Well, I was just going to say, so I bet the pig.
Alright, day 3.
Yeah.
You wake up, Still no sign of anyone. You've eaten your pig.
Fuck it out.
You got a little bit of the pig left over for your breakfast.
Yeah. I'm not going to eat a whole pig in a day.
You might. You've been travelling all day.
Fuck
yeah. Right, fine. You've got like, you had half of it the night before. What are you going to do the third day?
That is it. I've had enough.
Why? You've not even found anyone yet.
How? Right, I need to construct my idea again. Taking the other half of the pig I've got, I'm going up a tower, I'm going to stick the loudest speakers you've ever heard on, yeah?
Mm.
And stick some flags up saying, yes, I'm alive. And I'm going to blast the fuck out of them speakers. I'm taking a grenade up there with me as well. The half a pig should last me for quite a while. If nobody comes, I'm just going to pull the pin and fuck it. I've had enough. I can't sleep 3 days of this shit.
Describe a typical day in your life, because it's leading on to a topic, but you need to describe this first time.
Typical day?
Yeah.
You know? So I wake up. I'm already tired, so it's a bit annoying, so, you know, I don't just get up straight away because I want to go back to sleep, but I can't go back to sleep, so I'll just, like, hang around for about half an hour, 15 minutes to half an hour, until I decide to get up, and I get up, you know. I go and have a wash in the bathroom. Yeah. And then I go downstairs. I like have a coffee. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've had my coffee. I'll get something to eat. And then after that, probably, well, it depends if I've got a job, because if I've got a job, I go to work. But if not, I've got to look for a job.
Where's your ideal place to work?
Hotel.
Okay. Well, you go to the hotel. What would you do at the hotel?
Stand around.
No, I mean, what would your job be?
Manager. I'd own the hotel.
Right, okay. So you just stand around, what, the whole day?
Well, no. You know, I've got a team of colleagues and all that.
What would you tell them to do?
Just the job, innit? I'd have to meet and greet the important people. But apart from that, do a bit of paperwork and sit in my office, innit? I'll just like to show people around the hotel. You know? Important people.
Like Japanese businessman.
Yeah.
Right, and then finish work. Presume you just go home.
Go home?
After work?
No, I'd probably have lunch in the hotel and then go out.
Okay. Where are you going out to?
Clubbing.
Right. So you go clubbing for a bit. Then you eventually go home.
Right, yeah, I go home. Yeah, okay.
And then what would you do? Just go bad.
Yeah.
Right. What if when you woke up, it was the same day, like Groundhog Day?
Fucking hell.
Yeah. So, but you wouldn't realise it at first. So you get up, have your coffee, whatever.
Okay. So considering it was the same day the first time round, I'd just do all my general stuff and go to the next day. Because it's only happened once.
Yeah, but wouldn't you realise like exactly the same stuff was going on?
Oh yeah, I'd realise, but I'd just like... You know, I'd want to see, like, how many times this is going to happen.
Well, okay, third day, the same.
Right, I'd definitely abuse my authority.
Right, go on now. So you get up. Would you go to work, or would you...
Yeah, I'd still probably go to work. I don't know, actually. Probably give people shit, to be honest with you.
What, so, like... the Japanese businessman come and you're there to meet and greet them, but what would you do this time?
You know, I'd start with the like
a plate of what?
You know that cream that you can spray on a plate?
Spray cream.
Yeah, just like really slap it in the face. I'd probably, you know, abuse my authority by like if I had secretaries or stuff, women. try it on. I'd get pissed. Probably smash a bit of furniture up. yeah, it'd be a right laugh. And yeah, I'd probably like just kick someone's like door in. And then just like chuck a like pan of water over them when they're chilling in the room as well.
And then you'd have lunch.
Yeah. I'd like to get a glider. Yeah. A hand glider. And then like jump off the balcony in the top of the hotel and just like glide around the hotel.
Right. And then finish work, then what would you do? Would you go out to the same place or would you go home or stay at the hotel or what?
I'd go across the way to the hotel on the other side.
That's pretty unlucky being across from another hotel.
Well, it's a hotel, which you know, like, sometimes it's pretty close. Go inside and see the manager who, like, you know, rival businessman. Punch him in the face.
These podcasts are so violent.
Well, you're talking about some like kind of freak incident where things are just like going wrong, so yeah.
Well, yeah, but like if it was the actual Groundhog Day scenario, then you'd have to do it right.
Well, yeah.
Until you got it right, and then it...
All right, well, I could start by telling all of the, you know, all the people staying in the hotel. Yeah, I could just get a fire extinguisher and just, like, go in every single room and just spray it with that.
That's not doing it right.
No, it's towards a reason. And then just tell them to get the fuck out of the hotel. Like, kick them out. And then let like bare homeless people stay in the hotel. So that's doing something good. Something good.
Not for the people you kicked out. Yeah, not for the guys that got anyway, the pie.
They can fuck off.
Friends.
You know, that is doing something good. What else could I do?
Alright, fine. Another scenario. You wake up the next day. When you get to the hotel, everybody's those giant flies.
Well, I wouldn't go in the hotel, get in my car, go to a gun store, get a gun. In fact, probably a machine gun. A couple of grenades as well, some C4. In fact, I don't even need to go into the hotel because I'd just, you know, C4 around all of the hotel.
What about the people that weren't there?
They're getting fucked as well. I'm not having that giant fly shit going on. Or get a machine gun going and like start trying to annihilate them all.
Right, fine. But the next day, when you wake up, it's not the same day. It's moved on, but you've still blown up the hotel, so you've got to deal with all the repercussions of that.
Fucking
hell. So the police are coming round. Or the army.
Well, before the police can get to my house, going back to the blown up hotel and ripping one of the bodies of the dead flies And then I'm taking it to my house, and as soon as they get there, I'm gonna be like, well, look, these these fucking things were there.
I can't remember which one it is. Is it psychologists or psychiatrists? They do the tests, the word association tests, where right. It's like the first thing that comes into your mind.
Okay.
If you'd be up for doing that. I'll say a word and you got to think say the first thing that comes into your head, like, straight away.
Okay.
Dog. It's got to be instant.
Instant?
Like, as soon as I say that, you got to say what comes into your head, right? Brad.
Boring.
Beaver.
Idiot. This ain't going to work on me because I'm slow.
What do you mean it's not going to work on you?
I'm just generally slow. I used to eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you eat sand?
Back in like. Oh shit, I shouldn't have said that at all. Back in year one.
So, yeah, well, that's not that bad.
It's still pretty bad because it's like glass and it can cut your stomach. And, yeah, it's very tasty. It's not fucking tasty at all. Fucking angry.
Why did you eat it?
Because I thought it was, you know, a standard thing to do. Thought it was funny, and I had some kind of like, yeah, I can eat sand. So, yeah.
Curtains.
Well, I don't know. Curtains are good because. You know, if you don't want too much light in your room, then you can just. you can just, like, shut them and keep them shut. Which brings me on to a problem I've got, you know. I was chilling in a room in the house today, downstairs.
Eating some sand.
No. And like, you know, I had the curtain shut because, you know, I like to kind of keep out, you know what I mean? I like a darker room.
Mm.
And stepdad comes in and starts having a go at me. He's like, why have you shut these? And I'm just like, well, you know, I'm using this room, aren't I? And he's just like, yeah, but there's no need to, like, shut the curtains in the day. And I was just like, well, I'm using this room. You're not using this room, are you? And, like, he just, like, opened the curtains and then just, like, looked angrily at me. I was like, what the fucking... What's the fucking point in that? I'm using the room, not him. He can fuck off. You know what I mean? There's no need to do that. You know, he wasn't even... He just opened the curtains and then walked out of the fucking room. What's he playing at?
Pocket.
Put stuff in it. Well, what are you going to associate a pocket with?
Well, it's just the first thing that comes into your head. Pogo stick.
I'm not getting on one. Like, pogo stick. You know, they're alright, but nah, the balance of gravity on those things is a bit dodgy, really. Like, what if you, like, slipped on it and then fell, like, diagonal and, like, poked your eye out or something on the pogo stick?
Fluff.
Pointless.
Mullet.
Oh my god. Like, Oh my God, Joshua, why would you consider that?
Okay.
And do you think it looks good? Because I don't.
What would you do if you, when you got in, you looked in the mirror and you had a mullet?
Fucking hell. You know, just like take the hedge trimmers out and just.
Yeah, but what if as soon as you cut it, it grew back as a mullet again?
Fucking hell. Alright, well, I'd just get like some side extensions.
What do you mean? So it's just long all the way?
Yeah.
But then they'd fall out and it'd just be the mullet again.
Fucking hell. Probably just like stick my head in there. Like, you know, I'm like a machine that makes plastic, but before it's plastic, it's like liquidy plastic. Just stick my hair in that.
Then you just have a plastic mullet.
Yeah. And then I'd just like spray paint it, probably stick clothes pegs to it.
And then go to work at the hotel.
Yeah. And then I'd cut it off. I could do anything with it.
You couldn't.
Oh God.
Yeah, it just stays a mullet forever.
No, because I'd spray paint it.
Yeah, but then you'd wake up the next day and it would just be that mullet again.
Fuck me. That's it for the mullet factor. It's out.
What would you do if you met Jackie Chan? If he came up to the car now and just knocked on and he like, you pressed the window so they went down and he was like, alright, what would you do?
Oh, bloody hell. Because I'm in the car, I can't really do much because if I was stood next to him, probably kick him in the nuts. Like, you know. Well, he's supposed to be. Then what? Again, if his reactions are quick enough, it's just like, see ya. So. I'm not a Jackie Chan fan. You know, like. He's very good at martial arts and stuff, but he doesn't put... His movie ideas aren't the best. You know, like...
That's what you'd say to him when the window went down. You're good at martial arts, but your movie ideas aren't the best.
Yeah, like, I prefer Jet Li, you know. I met Jackie Chan, I don't know what the fuck I'd say. I'd just be like, oh, alright. And that would be, you know. Nothing to say to him. Think of another movie star.
Bruce Lee. Not Bruce Lee, Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. Alright, John. No, I wouldn't do that. I'd be right with Bruce Willis. Because, you know, and... He's done some alright stuff, not loads, but, you know, he was in Sin City. He's in Pulp Fiction.
Mm.
You know, so, whatever Bruce has to say is going down, I guess.
Dan Aykroyd.
Who? Who's that?
They got one of the guys out of Ghostbusters.
Oh, fuck that. If he came as...
The one out, he's in the Blues Brothers as well.
Yeah, if he, like, came up to my car window, just grab a bucket full of that slime shit and chuck it in his face.
What slime shit?
Oh, Ghostbusters. Oh, right. The pink slime. Just chuck it in his face, innit? Like, safe.
He'd probably sue you.
You can't see me, it's associated with him.
Where's the comments? I mean, people have downloaded this, but like, I can't see whether it's shit or it's not shit, if you know what I mean.
Still keep doing it either way.
Yeah, still keep doing it, but, you know, this feels wrong, actually, kind of, you know, demanding comments of somebody who's listening there, listening to this, and then at the end they're getting, like, demanded comments of, like,
Someone they've not even met.
Some, like, lunatic who might, you know, fucked it already. Because, like, these podcasts don't do me any credit anyway, let's put it like that. So, but yeah, if you got any views on it, then feel free, because I'd like to know how much of a lunatic you actually think I am. If that makes any sense to you.
Well, yeah. Cheers for listening.
Yeah, safe.
See you later then.
In a bit.